This changed, however, after the Eastern Emperor Justinian brutally reconquered Italy, erasing much of the Roman culture still left. What little culture infrastructure was left behind was destroyed in the Lombard conquest of Italy, which started in 568 AD. The city of Rome became a shabby backwater full of crumbling buildings and starving masses. Only the bishops of Rome, the popes, kept the situation from getting worse. But the papacy was not yet a substitute for effective government. Eventually, the Western Empire would be revived, but not until 800 AD. Given the chaos ensuing after the Lombard invasion of Italy, 568 AD is my choice of logical ending date for the Western Empire. And if you don't like that, argue with me. Segment 14B, Rome as a Christian Empire. The crisis of the 3rd century AD changed the Roman world for good, internally and externally. The crisis is said to have ended in 284 AD with the rise of Diocletian. Diocletian's solution was establishing the dominate, a totalitarian state which extracted the maximum wealth from the economy to protect the Roman world's borders. Save for those closely connected to the Roman imperial family, life got tougher for everybody across the board. The old state religion of the Romans had changed into the emperor's cult of personality. Diocletian had been chosen by the gods, was a god himself, and if you didn't like that, you either kept your mouth shut or you got killed. Understandably, many people did not enjoy this sort of existence. With so many possible religions to choose from, none grew during the imperial crisis quite like Christianity did.